But too many of us, too many people, and now I can point to me, we hear this word and, oh, we get so happy. And we get so happy. And we're just shouting and rejoicing. Next thing we know, we slip back into the same routine. So make up your mind, I'm going to pray it out. I'm going to find at least one thing. That's your assignment. Find at least one thing. Stick with it in prayer and the word until you get the victory. Who was that? Jacob said to the angel, I'll not turn you loose until you bless me. The Lord, I'll not give up on this prayer until you bless me, till you answer me, or you tell me to quit. I will not quit on my own. But remember now, I've got to communicate with him. I've got to connect with him in the spirit realm, not in the natural realm, because he's not going to make that communication. You're not going to have the phone line. And then if you do things that contrary to the word, I wanted to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and read some of those things that he tells us to do, but I don't have time to go there. But we might cut off that communication. But if that communication ever gets cut off, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So just go back, pick up, and keep on going with God. So if I could tell you anything tonight, if I have anything to say to you tonight, if I can leave a thought with you tonight, is that I must say I must spend much time praying in the Holy Ghost and in the Word to get the answers I need. Now, you not only can do that for yourself, but there are people and situations that we know of. Some people will die and go to hell if we don't pray for them, but we don't know how to pray for them as we are. So we pray for them in the Holy Ghost. And we allow God to do what he does because we prayed. One evening last week, we were praying 6 o'clock. And the Holy Spirit said that he was just saying literally thousands of people. And that sound, you know, my mind at first couldn't conceive that. But thousands of people were saved as a result of that prayer. So it's important for us to pray in the Holy Ghost. All that's going on in the White House and all that's going on in the government, what good is my talking about it going to do? What is it going to change? If I want it changed, what am I going to do? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just think, if it seems bad now, how bad it would be if we weren't praying. How much worse it could be if we weren't praying. And I want to encourage you, things may seem like they're never going to change. Can you imagine the woman with the issue of blood? 12 years she'd had it, and it seemed like it would never change. But one day, she saw Jesus. Your situation may seem like it's never going to change for the good, but right now Jesus is available. Right now, Holy Spirit is available. Right now, the Word is available to change your situation. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. I think it's Mark 9:23. And then there are no impossibilities with God. There's nothing too hard for God. If you won't give up, God will change it. I'm thinking now of my cousin. My Aunt Mabel had a set of twins, Ed and Lewis. And they went wild out in the world. But then they lived in, I don't know, Indiana or St. Louis, Missouri or somewhere. But Ed came to himself. I think it was Ed, one of them. I'm going to say Ed, but I don't know which one it was. He came to himself, but she was a praying woman. She was a praying woman. And he came to himself, and he told his brother, said, I'm going. I said, Mama's been good to us. I'm going home and tell her. Got on a plane, flew home, told his mama he appreciated how good she'd been to him and what she had done for them. Got on a plane and flew back. Tell me the prayer wasn't answered. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. That's been many years ago. You must not give up on God, because God has never given up on you. So the thing I want you to remember, that God is a spirit. Jesus in the Word are one. The Word brings life and light into your situation, and you get there by praying in the Holy Ghost. You don't have enough gas in your tank to go from here to there, you stop by the service station. If you don't have enough gas in your tank to get your situation to the end, stop by the Word and prayer and watch God work. Can you say amen?